Hello, people. What's going on? Welcome back to episode 7, season 3 of Joe and Me Somebody podcast. I'm your boy, DJ Anzo, Ivan, him with Young Money Millionaire.
Come on.
Uncle E.
Come on.
The man himself. What's going down, brother? How you feeling?
Man, we out here, as you can see, new set.
New set.
New set alert.
New set. We had to switch up a little bit.
The plants at the back. You know, the feng shui.
The feng shui. It's
the
feeling
hoo-ha.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The hoo-ha.
Yeah, welcome back, people. I hope you guys are happy, healthy, staying safe, vaccinated also.
Yes.
Because us, we are vaccinated.
Fully, not only vaccinated, we're fully vaccinated. Fully. There's two differences. You know, some people are like 50%,
yeah,
75%, but us, we're fully.
Fully.
Second
so.
Dose.
And you know, the thing is.
And the extra time needed for you to be fully vaccinated.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, coming back at episode 7. Hope you guys enjoyed the last one. Episode 6 was with Temi.
Shout out to Temi. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the conversations, debunking the African stereotypes, getting a perspective of, you know, marriage now for us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that first season we had, you know, Chika and Phoebe give us their perspective, and having Temi's now, that was good. That was good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a different perspective, and it's necessary from, you know, someone in his position. But what's been going on in the world? I feel like
is there anything major going on right now?
It's a lot of major things, but Twitter, Nigeria just
Nigeria by Twitter.
Nigeria is banning Twitter.
Sorry, guys. Man, what's the new form of scamming?
It beats me, bro. But supposedly, the government shut it down.
Why did they even shut it down? I know the Apple sent it to me. But I don't know why.
I don't know what's going on with that. But
damn. Like, yeah, Nigeria's been going through tough times with their government. SARS.
Yeah.
Now Twitter, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well. Sorry. Let us know if we're anything we can do, our fellow Nigerians.
Nigerians, let us know how we can help.
Yeah.
Other than that,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck today. For the first time in history, or at least in his history, he's been eliminated in round one. So I'm crying tears for LeBron James.
Oh, you mean the Mickey Mouse championship?
Amen.
Look, you see,
four times you can't even.
That last ring doesn't run. He has three rings in my books.
It counts, bro.
Fraud rings. That's an asterisk ring.
Bro. All KD's rings have asterisks on them.
I'm not saying KD. I'm saying LeBron. That ring at the bubble.
Let me say this, bro.
It's not the same.
LeBron James.
Asterisk.
He's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Okay.
But we can discuss that another day.
Nowhere, but anyway, if you say so, man.
By the way, this guy's the biggest Steph fan.
Look,
which
in Steph we trust.
I can't even hate. Steph's the best villain the NBA has ever seen.
Look, like I said, I've been saying this is the best player in the NBA. But, you know, some people ain't ready for this conversation yet. Best
I don't know
player.
About player, but
look,
he's a damn good villain. I'll give you that.
Villain? I guess you can call him a villain, but I'm just saying skills-wise, there's no one else I would rather watch play basketball than Steph.
He's changed the game of basketball forever.
Completely. Yeah, like, so. People had their Michael Jordans. I guess it's LeBron for you. But for me, all my years of watching NBA in my life, it's the one player I'm like, yo, like, I've never seen a player like this. Mm-hmm. Like, what he does, skill, level. Ugh, but anyways, like I said, I would ever have a like what is starstruck see your player and that's the only guy I would see and probably turn into like a groupie. That's the only player. But
Stephen Wardell Curry,
look, inshallah one day I'll get to meet the great Steph.
Hey, I'm sure, bro. I feel like it's probably not that out of reach, you know.
You never know.
Speaking of all this goat talk, I saw a discussion on Twitter the other day, and it got me thinking about what we should do for this episode. And so we sat down and we planned and we started to think, what have we not tapped into? And now in this season was music.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So specifically African music, right? We wanted to touch around who are our goats. And instead of Mount Rushmore, we're going to use Mount Kilimanjaro. Right?
The Mount Kilimanjaro.
The Mount Kilimanjaro. So if you could put five faces on the face of Mount Kilimanjaro, right?
Five.
Who would it be?
Five faces?
Yeah.
So, okay. So just to give context here, it's African artists, 2010s.
The 2010 decade.
The 2010 decade.
Yeah.
On Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
Top five artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Go first. You got it.
So I thought of this. I thought of this.
By the way, you have to say who and why.
Huh?
You have to say who and why.
Who and why?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to name the five first.
Okay.
And then I'll say that. I thought of this. I was like, all right, if I'm looking at a decade here, like of African artists in 2010s, a lot has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So but here's...
Also, is this in order?
Ooh.
Because that matters.
You said the Mount Kilimanjaro
yeah.
of... African artists
in the 2010s.
For now,
so there's no order. They're just
there's no
to
order.
Me. There's no order. They're just on the
okay,
face.
Okay, so good to know.
Okay,
no order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so number one,
mm-hmm.
Wizkid.
Okay.
Number two,
mm-hmm.
Burna Boy.
Okay.
Number three,
okay,
Angelique Kidjo.
Okay.
Number four, Fuse ODG.
Okay. Woo. All right.
And number five, man like Davido.
Okay.
So that's my top five.
So okay, explain Wizkid, yourself.
Need I say more?
Okay.
Starboy, you know, globally, one of the huge influences of Afrobeats spreading globally, especially you go into worldwide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having records that actually went globally, like as a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so huge, you know, Wizkid is kind of self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Of just his body work. I'm a huge fan. Starboy, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Burna Boy. So, you know, 2010s, like I said, I know last time I was saying that, you know, Burna Boy, he really took off maybe 2017, 2018, where he really took it to a next level and became global.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to give him credit for how much he's pushed the Afrobeats, especially in the US, the
mm-hmm.
UK.
Mm-hmm.
The sound, how much he's become a pioneer and that African giant, you know? So you have to give him credit for that. You know, not, you know, I'm not a big fan of his outside of his music, theatrics, but, you know, that has nothing to do with it. But he's, you know, like for me, I judge him based on his growth and especially the African giant, the heights he was able to reach with that level, with that
that album, mm-hmm.
which that's the album that should have really won the Grammy. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it is what it is. Twice as tall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a anyway. So that's what I put there. Angelique Kidjo, like I said, you know, one, we always as an artist, if we're talking about Africa and influences, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has been making music for decades.
Right.
But not only with her longevity, but even in that decade of 2010s, what she was able to achieve in the non-Afrobeats domain, people keep associating African music now with Afrobeats.
Yeah.
We have to remember we have our great artists that make beautiful sounds as well that are not in line with what we saw this now traditional Afrobeats. And then it's just like her body of work and accomplishments she was able to do. I know people were kind of salty when they gave her the Grammy over Burna Boy.
Mm.
But, you know, I did some research and I just wanted to state a few of her accomplishments to know what, like, if you don't know this lady from Benin, by the way,
mm-hmm.
like what she was able to achieve, like just over that decade, recognition, Grammy Awards, 08, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the 2020, right? Last year they gave it the Grammy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she has a Doctor of Music by Berklee College, USA. And most importantly is her influence of her sound.
And that's one of the best music schools in the world too.
Yes. Mm. And when you have an artist that can influence multiple different sounds and genres
mm-hmm.
from Africa, Benin, for decades, and in 2010 still able to maintain that, you got to put her in the Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
And the other guy I had to give here is Fuse ODG.
Cool. I'm not complaining with
that. There is no like wave of Afro beats, wave of, you know, there's no Wizkids, the Davidos. Okay, I to me at least, the Burna Boys, the effect that they can grow globally
mm-hmm.
from this Afro beat doesn't happen from the grassroots, right? Who are the founders?
Mm-hmm.
you know, Feast ODG with the antenna, you know, like it started the whole movement.
Yeah, that like cool in London.
Know, in London.
Yeah.
Where now all of a sudden being African is now cool.
It's cool
again. The
music,
the sound, the dances. It starts, you know, you have to always give, who are the founders of this? Who are the, who are the people who triggered this movement? And Feast ODG is one I can give one of the major credits to what he was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta put him on Kilimanjaro. And of course, it's not only that. He, like, the decade too, you know, he was able to create this whole new scene in London that, you know, all these other artists, the Wizkids, the Davidos have all reaped the benefits of. Gotta put him there.
Okay.
And, you know, lastly, of course, you know, Davido as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to put him there. You know, he's not, like I said, his music. And if we're talking about Afrobeats, I like that Davido stays true to one sound.
Mm-hmm.
To me, at least. You know what you're going to get from Davido's album. You know, like Wizkid, for example, Made in Lagos compared to his past albums. You can see different variations in sound and evolution.
Okay.
Davido, to me, you kind of know what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get your few bangers here. Very, like I said, Nigerian. You know, it's that sound, you know,
it's like
gonna get.
Almost a very brash kind
very
of sound.
Brashish. You know what you're going to get with him. But, man, he's had hits. The guy knows how to have hits, bro. If we're talking about artists that are, like, they've, like, from African music and Nigerian music, creating hits, the guy has hits for days, man. He always has hits. The Air Fall, you know, always. He knows
those,
how to
those
make
records,
hits.
They
and they play.
Caught a wave.
They play all over the place.
Yeah.
So, those accomplishments alone, he has to be in my top five. And I have honorable mentions, so those are still somewhere on the mountain, but not at the top.
Uh-huh.
Sardoki, for sure.
Sakodi, from Ghana.
I always say his name wrong.
Yeah, Sakodi, yeah, from Ghana.
He's always calling him Sardoki. Sakodi, for sure, from Ghana. Come on, man. Big ups to Ghana.
Yeah.
Salty Saul.
Okay.
You know, I love Tiwa Savage.
Yeah.
I got to put her there. We got to put our queens too. Therefore, being pioneers. And of course, Yusuf Nur. Those are my honorable mentions. For
okay. So they're not on, they're still climbing on the mountain.
They're still,
or they're just.
For 2010s,
they didn't make it to the top.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me put on.
All right. So that's his top five. You might need to turn on. There you go. That's his top five, no?
Yeah.
Okay. For my top five, maybe you want to turn it on again.
Oh, damn it.
For my top five, right? It differs from yours. One, I have a couple that are in there and a few that are in your honorable mentions. So in no particular order, let's get you unplug the mic. It's muted.
I'm good. Go ahead.
In no particular order. Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania, right? Wizkid, Nigeria. Burna Boy, Nigeria. So that's three. Sauti Sol from Kenya, number four. And then let me come back to number five. I'll explain why this all ties in. So we got two East Africa, two West Africa. Right?
Okay.
Wizkid, you don't have to explain that. His body of work. By the way, Made in Lagos is one of the
best. That's a vibe, bro. From start to end.
And during my lifetime, like for production value and replay value, one of the best albums I've ever heard, right?
Yes.
Burna Boy.
Easily.
I've been a Burna fan since like them times where he was, you know, like with that little afro where
he's
still picking it out, the flat top.
I struggled though.
That's the time since I've been a Burna fan.
Yeah.
And I was telling everybody, I was like, this guy is gonna blow. Life, that album, right? The album Life.
Solid.
After that, On a Spaceship. All his works. My favorite work isn't even one of his Grammy nominated works. It was
Which one?
Outside.
Outside?
From 2018. Oh, when he came here, you didn't come to that
I
concert.
Did not go to that concert, but I mean, Ivan talks about it and it sounded like
endlessly, bro.
And amazing show.
I can go on about Burna for days because musically, he's just like naturally talented. Probably a product of his environment. Is a product of his environment, you know?
A fellow disciple. A true fellow disciple.
Exactly.
Disciple.
So Wizkid, Burna, out of Nigeria, for me personally, that's just like...
Those are the two.
Those are the two guys,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because Wizzy, like, he also recognizes how to, like, develop his craft, right?
And the importance of collaboration.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you're speaking of collaboration, WizKid, he's come to Uganda. He's collaborated with Ugandan artists. He's been to Kenya. He's been in South Africa, DJ Mafarisa and all them.
It's just not Drake, so, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just not Drake.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Burna was collaborating with cats in South Africa from time, you know, so they recognize it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go East Africa, Sauti Sol and Diamond Platnumz. There's so many other artists I can put there, okay, but Diamond, like, the way he's been able to transcend his sound and just push it out to the world, right?
Yes.
It doesn't really sell to like heavily West African populated areas in the diaspora.
No.
I'd say like London, it's like not as, he's not as big there, but you go other parts of the world where there's like a lot more East Africans.
East Africans, yeah.
He really does his thing. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, if we go to like Cameroon, Sierra Leone, all those places, you know, Congo.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond's doing numbers there.
That's what I was about to say.
And his body of music, perfect. Like, he collaborates with all sorts of artists. Congolese, Nigerians, all them, all over the place, right?
Okay.
Sauti Sol, it's just like...
I'm a big fan.
They just have, like, a good feel to them, you know?
Yeah.
So, and, like, and you've seen their progression from, like, the time where they were, like... You know them, like, pictures that... those humbling pictures people got? It's basically been like, I've seen their trajectory and I've really enjoyed it.
You've seen the growth.
The growth, yeah. And like, just all the members, all the members of Sauti Sol are dope. Rate them highly. My last spot, I feel like this guy flies under the radar so much because he's a Francophone.
Who?
Fally Ipupa.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Fally Ipupa, bro.
That is a good one. You know what? Yeah. You know, we didn't... Thank God you did. I definitely didn't account for the Francophone. Besides, you know, I have Kojoy there, but still though.
Yeah.
Fally Ipupa.
Fally Ipupa, bro. That guy has done numbers for Congo.
You're right.
You know?
That's a worthy deserved spot too.
To this day, you remember like we'd be at parties and like Original comes on.
Come
and
on, fam.
All the Francophones go crazy.
You see them,
bro.
Now. Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
His body of work, like, I can't even say I'm too like deep in it. But like from the bit that I've experienced, Fally Ipupa has got to be in my top five.
That's an honorable mention. That's
for you.
Like I, you know, here's the thing though, right? Because he's great in the Francophone environment, right? Mm. You know, especially he's big time there. But you know why I really didn't think of him, but I think that he's definitely worthy of an honorable mention spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, too, you know, it's global, right? You have to reach both the Francophone and non-Francophone
market.
That's
true. That's true.
But
while the others, they reach other,
they reach,
I get what
you're
saying.
Beyond Francophone, Spanish as well, you know? Like, true. You go to South America, anywhere, they'll play, you know, the WizKids, mm-hmm. they'll play, you know, the Davidos and, you know, and such.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you're right.
So, that's... my top five.
So,
honorable mentions, right?
Okay, who are your honorable mentions?
I'm gonna hit you with these. Jose Chameleon. Not a lot of people know him, but he's a Ugandan artist. Your dad knows him, actually. We were talking about him.
Of course, he knows him. That guy. Yeah.
But he's like a legend.
Okay.
Right? Who's that? Mr. Easy.
Oh, Easy.
Mr. Easy.
Bro, honorable mention to Easy.
Easily top three favorite concerts for me.
He was a true performer.
Yeah.
True professional, which is, they don't come by quickly with Afrobeats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the way he conducts himself, goes about business.
Yeah.
Mr. Easy is in there for sure.
Mr. Easy.
Davido, of course. Now,
Evan, I don't know why you did not put Davido in your top five.
In my personal top five.
No, your Mount Kilimanjaro.
Mount Kilimanjaro, yeah.
Yeah. So, I know, yeah, easy honorable mention, but can you elaborate?
Because, here's why.
Bro, like, you gotta, come on, man. Anyway, go ahead. Let me let you have your piece first. Why you didn't put Davido?
Here's why. I used to be a huge Davido fan, by the way. Like, in 2015-ish, 16, I rated Davido more than WizKid, right?
Okay.
But something about, like, the production, not the production, but, like, the overall quality of the music at the end of the day, right? Where it seemed like Davido was just less talented, if you will, than the rest of them. And I don't know how to say it. Like, Burner, you hear Burner's voice. That's raw talent in his voice, right?
You make a point, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you're comparing it based on level of talent as a musician, we know he damn well need auto-tune. But, you know, here's the thing, though, Ivan. Uh-huh. Like, yes, he is not as talented.
Mm-hmm.
But my side is, though, he knows how to make hits. He knows how to make hits.
Yeah.
If it's a certain sound, his tone, and the way he kind of produces this music, it yields hits.
For
he
sure.
He knows how to make hits.
There's no question about that. He does numbers.
Can have players, athletes that are really talented, but their numbers are weak.
Exactly. But that's my point. Is like, although he puts out the product, right? Personally, there's something that doesn't fulfill me as much as the other artists.
I see. You see what I'm saying? I see. I mean, fair enough. If you're looking at that perspective, I agree. If I'm putting in talent wise, you know, I'm matching. Well, I mean, anyway, I can't say much because, you know, I did put like Fuse, ODG in my top five. But, you know, yeah, if we're talking about as a pure musicians, right? Pure musicians, talent.
From that standpoint. That's how I'm looking at it.
I understand why Davido's out of your top five.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, can't forget about Matiwas. Yemi.
Come on. The Queens.
You know what I'm saying? Go down to South Africa. There's quite a few, but
yeah.
AKA Casper Nyoves. But now we're overloading the mountains. So.
Gotcha. So, all right. So, to summarize, Ivan, you know, what was your top five again? Was
my head Wizkid, Burna Boy, Salty Soul, Diamond Platnums, Fally Ipupa.
Okay. Yeah. That's your Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's my Mount Kilimanjaro.
And for those.
For the 2010s.
For 2010s.
Mm.
And for me, it was Wizkid. I had Davido, Burna Boy, Angelique Kidjo, Fuse ODG. So, guys, let us know who's in your top five.
Let us know who's in your
Do
top five.
Do you agree with what we have to say on our Mount Kilimanjaros?
Yeah.
What's your Mount Kilimanjaro? But notice the theme here, though. How many Nigerian artists did you have?
I had two.
Two? I had three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, also, you know, like I said, there's a Nigerian generalization of Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's important for us to highlight, too, that when we're seeing African artists nowadays, to the non-Africans, they tend to just associate it with Nigerian artists, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's artists all over the continent, you know, in every country. I mean, shout out, even like, have you listened to, you know, like the desert music, you know, that you hear the Tuaregs? Their type of music, you know,
bro,
it's beautiful sounds. They play with electric guitars.
Yeah.
What's
her name? The lady from Mali, Fatoumata Diawara.
Fatoumata Diawara, yeah. You know, shout out Sonia Jobarte too from Gambia.
Yeah.
She plays with the Kora. Beautiful. I should have put her honorable mentions too. Mm-hmm. Like the sounds are so beautiful of all over the continent where they play music.
And it's so diverse too.
So diverse, you know, bro. It's just not, you know, Afrobeats. It's just not. Afrobeat is one genre, particularly coming from largely Nigeria and Ghana to a certain extent. But that's just one genre of sound in Africa. There's multiple, right?
Mm.
You see us with that. I'm a piano and South African music probably. I'm realizing I'm listening to that more than even Afrobeats at this point.
I'm a piano.
Vibes, the big house vibes, music, bro. South African house music.
All that.
House music came from Africa, bro.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, if I tell you, say, you know what I'm saying? So, but again, you know, we have to give props to, you know, to the Afrobeat artists. Like, those are in our top five, the Burners, Wizkid, Davido, true pioneers in their own right, you know?
And if we even like extend it now out to the diaspora, now it gets even way more diverse, you know, as far as what kind of music our people have to offer. So,
all right. So that's you know, me and Ivan's
Mount Kilimanjaro
of African artists. Remember, it's the 2010s. So if anybody coming for us.
Yeah, don't come for us talking about, oh, no, Fela Kuti.
Yeah,
Kofi Olomide. Like, nah, we're talking about the 2010s.
You know, 2010s.
Bro. If you were active during the 2010s.
Man.
Conversely, though,
good times.
We have to talk about Mount Rushmore now.
Mount Rushmore. Because so we're coming back
we're
to these
in the land
United
of
States.
Of Yankee.
Yankee land.
So we need to know
these United States.
We need to know. For now, I'm gonna say this: hip hop, rap, specifically, right? Who is on your Mount Rushmore for the 2010s?
For 2010s, let me make sure I get this right. Mm-hmm. My 2010s, my Mount Rushmore of hip hop artists. All right. In no particular order.
No particular order.
Kendrick Lamar.
Got to.
Jermaine Cole.
Okay.
Drizzy Drake.
Okay.
And Future.
Sensational.
So, why I have Kendrick? Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, Kendrick, I started listening to Kendrick right before I went to college. So, very, you know, around, to be honest, I think either Overly Dedicated or Section 80.
Right around that time.
Same here. 2011. And, you know, the storytelling, the lyrics, you know.
Unmatched,
you know,
bro.
It was just right away. I was like, so, and that carried over all the way through his last album that I listened to. I had never looked forward to listening to an artist, and I can just sit down over, listen to songs and the storytelling, and just, you know, a picture is able to give me, like, you know, that for me, he's definitely, you know, and he can make his hits too. So, talent, right?
No question.
Lyrically talented? Yes. Jermaine Cole, same thing. J. Cole as well. Come on, like, you know, all the way through. You know, J. Cole's like with his mixtapes, bro. People forget about the mixtapes he used to have. And for me, with J. Cole, like, to be honest, like, at first, I'm like, he's nice. Especially his first hits, you know. I was like, he's good. But, you know, there was just a certain period of me in college as well that I really dove deep into his music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never been disappointed listening to J. Cole. I've never listened to, say, some songs you like, you know, like, you listen to a song, you're like, nah, this is whack. No. You know, you might definitely like some songs more than others, but he's consistent. The talent is there. Again, lyrically, the way his flow of words, how he kind of plays his words, and kind of, again, very good storyteller, you know? Gotta put it in there.
Can't disagree.
And Drizzy Drake, come on. Champagne Papi.
You know, he's not artist of the decade for no reason.
Yeah, I don't even need to explain much to you. It's just about Drake, you know. It's Drake, bro.
It's Drake.
Like, his music, like I said, you know what's funny? Out of the 2010s, my favorite Drake album was If You're Reading This Too Late.
Really?
That's good. I know, right?
Okay.
Because, like I said, and it's with the hip-hop and rap, you know, I like there. He came up, the energy he had in the album, the bars, you know, the songs, 10 bands, energy, running to the 6 miles. You know, for me, it's just that time period I was in college, you know.
Okay.
I remember it came right around spring break. It was just like, it puts me to a time or period in my life, you know. And it's just that album, that Drake album was so connected to it. Love it. So, Drizzy Drake. And, of course, you know, accomplishment, this guy... I don't even need to go on.
Unmatched, basically.
Future. Free bands.
Boy,
you know, like I said.
This guy had a six-peat, bro.
Future, especially that. When was it? The time when he dropped What a Time to Be Alive and Dirty Sprite 2.
Yeah, Monster.
Future had a crazy run.
Collection was crazy.
Like, I'm telling you, and you just listen to Future bumping into his car. Like, man, like, I've never, like, there's, you know, some artists you listen to, you just know that it's going to uplift your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, listen to them, you, man, like I said, it just uplifts your mood. You know, there's a certain level, the way you hear the rap with the confidence, and, you know, like, it just puts you in a mood, right? It just makes you, you know, Future is very, like I said, in one way for me, I look at it like, this is empowering and shit. Forget, you know, all the other stuff, but, you know, like,
everything else.
Nigga, will, like,
empowering
the,
shit.
Boy, I'm telling you, the way Future used to hype you, say that, oh, man, I could go on for days with his songs,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
But yeah, so, like I said, and again, there's that peak of What a Time to Alive. He had just dropped Dirty Sprite 2, What a Time to Be Alive. There's that just period again, bro. That when an artist takes you to a point where you just, it takes you to a period of your life and you're just nostalgic about it, for an artist to do that, it's not easy. And he was able, and it happened to me, it happened to, you know, millions. And again, consistency too. 2010s, the respect, the accolades, accomplishment, all been there. So
Future. Can't even hold you to it, bro.
Honorable mentions, you know, Hove, of course.
Okay.
You know, him and I guess I'll give Kanye credit, you know, you know. That album, bro.
He did his thing.
That album in 2011, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give Travis Scott honorable mention, you know. He did his thing towards the latter half of the decade.
Okay, yeah. His mixtapes went crazy.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just love Young Thug, to be honest.
For sure.
You know,
for
and
sure.
You know, I gotta put my Migos in there. Come on.
Okay.
Migo gang. You
okay.
know?
Okay.
Bando and that. So I've been on Migos since Bando, bro.
The
people don't even know.
The Bando.
Got two like Rambo.
Got white like Lindsay Lohan.
Got bricks come on now.
Like Shaq at the free throw.
Come on, Tuck two.
Okay, yo. Okay, okay.
Shmigos, bro. So man, yeah, I gotta put Migos in there.
Right.
I know it would have been called, I love, you know me, 21 Savage. Okay. Love me a 21 Savage, you know, okay. 21. So those are my honorable mentions.
Okay. Hip hop is such a hard category.
It is.
It really is. And like, there's so many people you can swap in and out right there. If anything, I would swap out again personally for what
give us your list
for what he did for me.
Give us your list.
Of course, Kendrick's on there.
Kendrick.
No further commentary needed. Comment or the lyricism, the subject matter, everything.
Come on.
Expertise is like greatest. Top three greatest there. Of all time for me, right?
Mom, yep.
You know, To Pimp a Butterfly.
I can't argue that.
Going back, Section 80, Overly Dedicated. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were really in...
Good Kid, Mad City.
You know?
Yeah.
Good Kid, Mad City, all that. We were really back there, like, getting free game.
Free game, bro.
And then people were like, where's Kendrick when you need him? He was there the entire time. You know, like, last year when all the movements were going on, you know?
He was right there on the ground.
He was there from time, like telling people like how it really is. So Kendrick, number one, no questions. Drake. Now, the funny thing about Drake is I found myself listening to him so much because of like the there's just like a certain mentality, almost like a Floyd Mayweather mentality where it's like, I can't be outworked, you know?
You can't.
That Drake has. That I like find myself going back and listening to. And it's a lot of like the songs that are not known. Like you go to like More Life, like Do Not Disturb, you know that song?
Yes.
I go on that and I listen to it and I'm like, bro, these guys are dropping gems. 2 Chainz on there dropping gems.
Oh yeah.
Thugger on there dropping gems. And I'm like, I should listen to this, you know? Cause it's like, aside from like the musical feel that rap gives you, there's so much free game that these rappers are putting out there. You know what I'm saying? So Drake, artist of the decade. We don't got to say too much about that, you know. And he might be a culture vulture, but hey, man.
He might be, you know.
He did his thing.
He definitely did when he did the whole Arabic rap, you know.
Habibti, please. Nah, he did his thing, bro. I'm not even going to hold you to it. Mm-hmm. J. Cole. Again, the free game that's on there. The songs like Love Yours, you know.
Hmm.
He's spitting. He's really... telling it like it is, you know what I mean?
He's so real, bro.
He's way too real.
So real, bro.
So I don't know. I can't really go against that. And when now, mind you, when all these people link up, they really get some bangers going.
Oh yeah.
You know, Black Friday, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, bro.
Bro, we needed this album.
We needed that, but that little song they had together, man, went crazy.
That, bro, I can't on that Black Friday. How many times I listened to it, but
you know,
God, we would have wished if those two had the album.
Yeah.
You think it would have been better than Jay-Z and Kanye album?
For sure.
I think so too.
Because mad respect to Ye, but he's not on the same lyrical level as like Hope, you know? I don't think so.
No, he's not.
So Kendrick and Jermaine Cole.
Okay. Undefeated, bro.
They would.
Yeah, my headphones would have been on fire, bro. It should damn near explode. Sheesh.
All right. Number four. I'm going to give it to Future, but this spot is swappable. And here's who it's swappable with.
Okay.
Personally, for me, YG.
YG?
YG. Let me explain why, okay? On the West Coast, nobody was doing it as big as YG. Ever since he dropped that track, Tooted and Booted, he went on a tear, bro. All those albums that came...
Tear in the West Coast?
Yeah. I mean, in the world, really. But, bro...
I don't know about that.
On the West... Like, in Seattle, everybody was on YG. Like, go to LA, everybody's bumping YG. He was in Seattle 5 times from, like, 2010 to, like, 2015, probably. Didn't miss one concert, bro. YG did his thing in Seattle. And I'm not even going to hold you to it, bro. YG did his thing.
He did his thing, but I don't know if he's Mount Rushmore 2010s, bro. You got to put YG in there. This guy.
Okay, and that's the thing, too. He might not be as musically talented as the rest of everybody.
YG, of all artists, he put out hits, bro. Mount Rushmore, we're saying the best, like,
like, if aliens came, this is what we got to offer them.
Is and that the aliens said that, yo, in this decade, who were the best hip-hop artists you had? My guy is saying YG's going to be on that plate. Oh, that's
fishy. Hey, man.
I mean, you are your own buddy, guys. Please get this guy right here. YG, you know, hey, respect to YG and all, bro. Bro.
Nah, man, look, YG.
Mount Rushmore, you put YG in there? Imposter alert.
I'll put Future from
that's
spot
an imposter
four.
On your list, bro. I'm sorry. Nah, YG man. Is an imposter on
I'll
your
put,
list.
I'll put Future for number four. YG can
honorable
sneak
mention,
his way
maybe.
In.
I wouldn't even put him as an honorable mention.
For sure in my honorable mentions. Juicy J is also in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, Juicy J.
Because that 2010 decade,
come
bro,
on.
Blue Dream and Lean, Stoner's Night, like he...
Yeah,
Juicy J did his thing that decade.
He did his thing, especially on the first half of the decade. He did his thing.
Yeah.
Big time.
Nicki Minaj, too. I got to give it to Nicki Minaj.
Facts,
bro.
facts.
She...
But she got honestly, bars, man. Before she did the whole Starships Barbie thing, which then I'm like, but bro, when she used to just straight up just spit bars and rap monster type energy, bro. Yeah, Nicki.
Nicki did her thing.
She did her thing, bro.
And then Rick Ross, bro. The boss.
Rosé.
Can't even hold him to it. Facts. Honorable mention.
Facts.
That's what I'm going to put up there. So there you have it, guys. There's our Mount Rushmore. And so Mount Kilimanjaro.
Give them. So let's do our, you know, like the, I, you know, let what's it called? Basically, a recap again.
Okay. On both of them?
Yeah, sure. Let's do both.
Okay. So you go first. What's your Mount Kilimanjaro?
So again, my Mount Kilimanjaro, again, of Afrobeats, not Afrobeats, African artists, 2010s, like I said. You know, I had Angelique Kidjo there, Wizkid, Davido, Burnaboy, Peace, ODG.
Okay.
And for hip-hop rap, my Mount Rushmore of the 2010s, I had Drizzy Drake, I had Future in there, Kendrick, J. Cole.
Okay. I forgot P-Square, too.
Honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. Honorable mention. They did their thing,
too. Big time.
And what's his name? The Igbo guy.
Flavor
did his
thing.
I mean,
yeah, of course.
You know. Okay, my Mount Kilimanjaro. I almost said Davido. Hey, Wizkid, Burna Boy, Sauti Sol, Fally Ipupa, Diamond Platinums. Mount Rushmore, Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Future.
There you have it. Let us know what you think.
Let us know what's on your list.
Yes, sir.
See, I have controversial picks, but, you know.
Hey, you know, it's our opinion at the end of the day.
It's opinion-based at the end
that's
of the day.
That's always our trump card. Hey, it's our opinion at the end of the day. It's purely subjective.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, so who we got for the pioneer of the episode?
Today, for the pioneer, we're going to have, you know, RIP to the late Jerry Johns Rawlings, former president of the Republic of Ghana, the Gold Coast, or formerly known as the Gold Coast, now the Gold Coast with no gold. A little bit about him. He was born in 1947 in Accra, and his dad father was actually from Scotland. And he basically then started the military. After he completed his education, he enrolled in the Air Force in Ghana, started a military career, and, you know, through the period of, you know, coup d'etats and, you know, that period in Africa and military rule, Ghana was another one of those countries, but, you know, he became, you know, I guess, I don't want to say ruler, but, you know, president of Ghana. And he was mainly known for being a true one of those alpha male Thomas Sankara types figureheads, you know, in Ghana, of, you know, trying to eradicate corruption, you know, true nationalist, true Pan-Africanist. You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, they ruled with authority to a certain degree, which I feel like in Africa, that's kind of the leaders we need, you know.
At least to an extent, yeah.
Authoritative to a certain extent ruler.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was like I said, he was in office from first head of state of Ghana. I think it was twice because the first one was through as a junta.
Yeah.
1979, that year. And then also from 81 to 93, that's when he was as president. I think that's when he was president. He became changed to civilian too during that rule. You know, he passed away last year, so RIP. But, you know, a true pioneer in Pan-Africanism, especially if you're looking at nationalists and advocating for true self-independence and not being dependent on Western states. So,
and one of the few African presidents who had a peaceful post-presidency, where they were able to just live their life.
They didn't take him to the Hague or send him for war crimes and stuff.
He was able to just live his life, give lectures.
And he was charismatic, bro. You know, if you guys, I think they have the YouTube series. What's it called? What's that YouTube series called again?
Faces of Africa.
Faces of Africa. Yeah, they did a piece on him. Yeah. And I think his wife talks about it. He talks about his upbringing. So if you guys haven't seen that, check out Faces of Africa, J.J. Rowling's, for a 20-minute video if you want to know about his life. But, you know, he's a true pioneer. You know, my sister, I should have met him before he passed away. Growing up, my dad would always talk about him. You know, he was a true role model for generations of Africans at that time as a leader. And again, you know, as an, you know, real nationalist.
Yeah, real cool looking dude too.
Yeah, fam. I think the guy was not is a no nonsense guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you need, bro.
Yes, sir. That's what we need in Africa. No nonsense.
Zero time for that.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, there you have it, guys. It's been a great episode with you. Episode 7.
New set alert. Come on.
You guys need to let us know in the comments what you think about the Kilimanjaro and
tell
Rushmore.
Tell us who your top 4 is for hip hop and your top 5 is for Africa.
Yeah.
You know,
and then we'll see how that goes.
Yes, sir.
Until then, you guys stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy,
stay vaccinated.
Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, we'll catch you guys later.
All right, sounds good.
Peace.